It's 55 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Tennessee lawmakers just finished the legislative session, but they will reconvene for a special session tomorrow to redraw Tennessee's congressional districts. Republican Governor Bill Lee has called legislators back to Capitol following pressure from President Donald Trump and Senator Marsha Blackburn to split Tennessee's only reliably Democratic district in Memphis into solidly Republican districts. The district had been protected by the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which protected against racial gerrymandering. That section of federal law was hollowed out by a Supreme Court decision last week. Tennessee experiences a natural disaster every 8 months on average. Federal disaster relief can take years to cover the cost of damage to homes and businesses. State relief is a lot faster, but there's now fewer dollars to cover the costs. The legislature cut the governor's proposed disaster relief budget by half. The Tennessee Lookout reports that money went instead to perks for airports. Senator Beau Watson of Chattanooga says the money helps bolster the state's effort to exercise more control over airport authority boards in Tennessee's Democratic-led cities. Metro Nashville is taking legal action against the state. Usually city versus state lawsuits center on laws passed by the General Assembly. But this time, WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports it's about inmates and who houses them.
The city says it's been subsidizing the state by more than $5 million a year. That's because while people are awaiting trial, they are held in county jail. After sentencing, the state typically takes custody. But Metro Legal Director Wally Dietz says that's not always happening.
We have 10 cases where he has sentenced convicts to state custody. We are still housing those prisoners, and the state has not picked them up within the statutory time frame for them to pick them up.
Dietz wrote the governor late last year to try and avoid litigation, but says the issue was not resolved. The city is filing a separate claim to try and recoup the spending. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
The Tennessee Historical Commission is considering 6 new entries for the National Register of Historic Places. Several of those nominations are in the Nashville area. That includes several African-American residential districts in Nashville and the Haynes Heights Historic District in Davidson County. The commission is also looking at historic county facilities throughout Tennessee. These are nominated for the significant role they played in local law enforcement or social life, as well as their historic significance. If approved, the nominations move on to the National Park Service for final consideration. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.